This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Just a quick note before the show that NPR is doing its annual survey to better understand how listeners like you spend time with podcasts. Please help us out by completing a short anonymous survey at npr.org/podcastsurvey. That's all one word, npr.org/podcastsurvey. We'd really appreciate your help to support NPR podcasts. That's npr.org/podcastsurvey. Thanks so much. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with WBEZ and Vocalo Radio's Ayana Contreras.
Hello.
Christina Lee.
Hey, Robin.
And Radio Milwaukee's Tariq Moody.
Good day.
It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best albums out now on June 10th. Starting with the artist known as FKJ, his new one is called Vincent. This is the song Let's Live.
Please make me small, so I don't feel important, so I don't waste it all.
Now I kind of just feel like listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this tomorrow. I need some time with...
Sometimes a record feels kind of unfinished, you know? Like, oh, I see where they were going with that. I feel like finally FKJ, also known as, I guess, French Kiwi Juice, is there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really in a space that personally I love. I love the unique flex of percussion and even the occasional marimba gives you like a slightly South of France feel. But then also it kind of reminds me a little bit of Kid Creole and the Coconuts, jazz fusion from the 70s. Like there's a lot of vibes going on, but then it also very much sounds modern. There are great features by people as divergent as Santana and like Lil Dragon.
What Daft Punk is to dance music, FKJ is to like jazz and R&B. Hmm. Like it's hypnotic and it's with these amazing vocal harmonies. And as Ayana said, the great collaborations, but the highlight for me were the songs that he didn't have a collaboration on. The tracks like Stay a Child. Jazzy, soulful lullaby, and I realize he actually is a new father as well. And the vibraphone, which reinforced the lyrics like, I'll stay a child, live right now, please make me small like before, I want to play, want to run. And it is a playful album.
I was surprised by how much guitar is on the record. Ayana mentioned Santana. Here's the song he's on called Greener. FKJ, French Kiwi Juice is the artist. His new album is called Vincent. Let's go next to the rapper Elucid. His new one out today is called I Told Bessie. This is the song Ghoulie.
Yeah. Wild roses, wild horses, mud under the nails, smell of swamp moss and dead things. Split the veil, jigsaw rib placed gently on the scale. Blood, fat, and sinew congeal. Sister face got revealed, game got real. Brillo silver in the beard, got him running scared. I'm over here. right there, that away. Scatterbrain, splatter wave, antimatter, nano nigga, shit, I had to hit him. Murder one mask and patchwork denim. Travel fox, wind at his back, no ceiling. Checking the telly biometric. No, you can't get on the guest list. Baby, please pop that pussy for breakfast. May your steps be ordered. My base desires overflowing. Fire floating on the foreheads of the activated. Phrases forceful, old magic spooned by the morsel. The hoodie on my snorkel got caught before the door closed. Two worlds, same spirit, slew foot, playing loose, the beat moved. I'm ecstatic, still while you panic.
Oh, a real shift in tone there. I love it.
yeah, completely different.
This album, I Told Bessie, it's technically Lucid's third solo album, but by now there's probably several different ways that you've come across his music. I first came to know him as one half of the rap duo Arm & Hammer with the MC Billy Woods, though he's also in the group Nostrum Grocers with Rat Ferreira. The title pays tribute to Lucid's grandmother, Bessie Hall, who passed away in 2017. You're going to get songs like Ghoulie, but then also songs like Old Magic, where I feel like there are lyrics that seem to be about confronting his mortality. He talks about a fist that refuses to have its palm read, and he's calling for a double portion of protection for him and his own alchemy. Honestly, as of this recording, I'm still trying to make sense of it all.
Crack team gathered in the pyramid. Black street mandatory sentences. Limitless, protect me from predatory denizens. You wanna skin me alive, exercise the innocence. Peak terror, drinking blood of the young and unwilling. Straddle the ceiling, feeling thick with mood. My fist refused to have its palm red. Accumulated bruises, manhandling harm's head. Short fuses, no future. You ain't gotta be here if you don't wanna. Babylon all on us, black strap karma. Like if the let out.
There's so many different striking production choices. There's all these quotables. You know, as of now, I'm still trying to read into all of this, like their tea leaves. But I know eventually, just as with Arm & Hammer, with Nostrum Grocers, that the payoff is going to be worthwhile.
I don't know if you were able to spend any time with this Tariq, but it felt like real Tariq core music to me.
Tariq core!
With lots of great production.
Yeah, the production was great. I mean, it was night and day between FKJ, which I listened to afterwards. You know, I do love dark productions, especially hip-hop productions. And this was really a one I just wanted to sit in the dark and imbibe something special and listen to this all alone.
For some contrast, let's just hear a bit of a song called Smile Lines.
Super block countdown, ticker tape like this blues is called between 1st and 15th. Cut the lock, but not a thief, brazen, opal in my teeth, I've been revelating. There's information and information only, the difference between loneliness and being lonely. With emphasis, the spirits say, every hole speak when the mirrors play. Fear of plague, sense making stop, hoofing mouth the box, chasing clocks to bed. Spin your top and your TV's cut, the deceased requested you all wear
red. I love the guitar rock riff in this one, It has this sense of, like, we're hearing these voices over CB radio. Like, I was taken back to the 70s, like a song like Convoy or something, where the riff kicks in, and then you're hearing these voices chatter back and forth with each other, which is a totally different vibe.
That immediately comes after Ghoulie. But that's what I mean by Lucid having just these really striking and interesting production choices to couple with, like, the really striking imagery.
Yeah, it was a real work of art to me. I mean, it's really personal and intimate in a way in the storytelling, but like you say, it's so completely not on the nose
that yes.
There's a lot for you to kind of dig into and spend some time with, some big ideas, and the production is really inspired. It really knocked me out. Lucid is the rapper, his new record, I Told Bessie. And let's talk about one more album before we take a break. It's from the singer and multi-instrumentalist Nick Mulvey. His first new album in 5 years, it's called New Mythology. This is the song Mecca.
All we want is to feel that feeling again. Just one drop on the lips, we are more than equipped. There are some thirsts that got to be quenched. All we want is to feel that feeling again. High, it was always inside. We just coaxed it from the place it would hide. We move in fear. We move in
familiar with Beth Orton or Chicago's legendary Terry Collier, you will love Nick Mulvey. I call it a new genre, island-inspired folk soul. The album is like walking through a beach barefooted, warm sand and a nice breeze. And one track I really love was The Gift, which started off with his signature Spanish-inspired guitar, which you hear throughout the album, but all of a sudden this hip-hop influence beat comes in, and then these horns come in near the end, and it just puts me in a good mood.
Heal my heart and atmosphere, I'm burning up in here. Heaven scarred with shooting stars, the gods are crying tears. Save our sorry lives as we walk along the knife, learning about the everyday, remembering this life. It's a gift that you keep on giving me. It's a gift that you keep on giving me. It's a gift that you keep on giving me. And you keep on, you keep on.
I enjoyed The Gift as well. I was very surprised when the sort of electronic programming dropped in, and it was kind of refreshing. It's an interesting record. Definitely not on my radar, but I enjoyed it.
It reminded me a lot of Damien Rice and like Hozier or Gautier, someone like that, you know, crossed together. I like how the songs often start very quiet and then, you know, it's almost like living room recordings, but then they'll bloom in these really beautiful ways. Like, here's how the song Star Nation starts.
Time of the lone wolf is done. Come in, gentle fire, find the sun.
And here's where it goes.
The time of the lone wolf is done. Come in, gentle fire, find the sun.
That's reminding me of Beta Band now, a little bit there. But yeah, it's, you know, it's not a jarring, big, huge drop, but it just opens up so wonderfully.
Most of the album has these fusions of sounds and like productions, but the highlight for me was Mona.
Out of my dreams, there came a warning. Three times she called to me. Carry your fears to the shores of Mona. Now is the time to set them free. Feather hanging free in the braid by her temple.
I just can't get enough. And his voice, I don't know what about his voice is just stuck in my head.
Yeah, maybe my favorite record of the week. Every time I felt like it was reaching its limits of what it had to give, he kept surprising me. It was really wonderful. Nick Mulvey, the new album is called New Mythology. We still have a few more records out today that we want to highlight for this week. But first, we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton here with Ayanna Contreras, Christina Lee, and Tariq Moody. It's June 10th, and we're looking at the best new music out today, including this new EP from the Chicago-based duo Mother Nature. It's called Nature's World. This is the song Midnight Garden.
I feel alive, I feel away. I know the perfect spot where we can go and play. Let's have some fun and run the whole day. Like we used to, like we used to. Be amused and help soothe all that old suffering. Yeah, it's all or nothing, I ain't bluffing, keep it coming. Supersonic, superhumans, yeah, suit yourself. Laying naked in the field, trying to taste your flesh. Less fabric, let's get active. Captive by your stature. Enamored by the passion, feeling attachment, no distraction. Thank God, no sod, just the richest soil. A royal flower in my garden, but I'm used to poison. Carry you all in my dreams. Waiting by the water, smoking with the trees. I can feel the moonlight over me. Starseeker, I never could fall asleep.
So this album is a collaboration between Mother Nature, the duo, and Renzel, who's a producer. And so the productions are really specific, really lovely, melodic, dizzy jams. But they're dizzy without being inconsequential. You know, they're razor sharp. The lyrics are compelling and nimble and beautiful. And there's also some features from other folks, including The Mine, who you might know from his work on the Saba album Care For Me. It's just like a really lovely record that's built around sort of the theme of abundance within Mother Earth without being crunchy and without smelling like patchouli, which I respect.
Amazing.
I don't know how we follow that up, but yeah, I mean, I first came across Mother Nature last year when NPR Music featured their album Seasons in their Best Hip Hop of 2021 list. That album was much grimier, much rawer, and so when I came across a song like Midnight Garden, I'm immediately reminded of all their current peers in Chicago. You mentioned Saba, I'm thinking of No Name, Rick Wilson. Like, I always feel it's like a toy factory come to life, which I feel like is so signature Chicago rap these days. Renzel's production style is so fitting for Mother Nature's lyrical content, which, as you said, Ayana, is very much focused on Mother Nature, but then also like drawing these metaphors between like cultivating the garden and really like self-improvement and self-empowerment.
There's the Heaven interlude. It kind of reminded me a little of Floratry or Jazzy Fat Nasties. Remember those guys?
Yes.
That neo-soul sound. And then, like, I don't know, then Don't Worry, the kickoff track. It's like this swagger.
Sitting pretty, love my tickle bitties, told him pet the kitty till it purr. He don't listen, make him pay attention, paint a picture, he ain't said a word. Real niggas know it's different when they got a deity, so keep it there. And I got hella bitches, they ain't never jealous, see the vision, and we get to work. It's been a hell of a year, I've been to heaven and back, ain't too competitive there. I think it's all a distraction, I think it's on to this rap shit, might be the rapture. Time just move faster, I just get closer to God like I'm supposed to. Looking at you like, where are you? I see myself and I'm hopeful, culture, creating culture. Mother Nature ain't been nothing to fuck with. Give you taste, that's just an introduction. I'ma give you space, that's just for interruption. How long it take, give me a break to function, yeah.
I don't know what's going on in the water in Chicago. Maybe Ayana can describe, but like Rick Wilson, you know, all those guys coming out of there, they're creating a whole new style for Chicago hip hop right now, and I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of this stuff has been incubating for quite some time, but what you're seeing is, yeah, you're seeing it really, really cook into a point of some really beautiful flavors coming together.
Mother Nature, the duo Mother Nature, along with the producer Renzel, their new record together is Nature's World. I want to do one more album before we all share our personal picks for the week, something totally different that I thought would just be cool to share. It's from the Japanese percussionist and composer Midori Takada. This is a recording she did with Buddhist monks. It's kind of a meditation album called You Who Are Leaving to Nirvana. This is the song Kanon Daiji.
Thank you.
in order to talk about Midori Takada, we got to go back to the early 80s. So imagine a Japan, Yellow Magic Orchestra is ushering in Japan's electropop boom. And actually, Midori Takada has a background in classical music in particular. But by this point, she's like, you know what? I've had enough of this. I don't even want to touch any electronic instruments. And so she released her debut album called Through the Looking Glass. This was something of a sought-out obscurity for decades until 2017, when a music label called We Release What the Fuck We Want decided to re-release it to a new generation of fans. She takes inspiration from traditional Asian music, like you said, Robin. Her percussion is backing a Buddhist choir, and her stark minimal approach to even something like a marimba is just so, so striking.
Yeah, the record label name is amazing. I read it as WRWTFWW, and I thought, I wonder what that stands for, but it's a very clear mission statement with we really release whatever we want. This album, You Who Are Leaving to Nirvana, is also being released in conjunction with a second Midori Takada record that's out today called Cutting Branches for a Temporary Shelter.
It's this really patient rendition. We're talking like 25 minutes at a time of this traditional Zimbabwean song called Nema Musasa. Hearing these two releases together signals Midori Takada's twin influences, being traditional Asian rhythms and traditional African rhythms. What Midori Takada is really interested in is this idea of music being this universal language, of course, but with how she strays away from Western influences in particular, she certainly expands my own understanding of what that universal language may sound like. I feel like we're so lucky to be able to hear her music today.
Yeah, I thought this was really fascinating, both of the records together. Midori Takada, You Who Are Leaving to Nirvana is the first one, and then Cutting Branches for a Temporary Shelter, the second one, both out today. And before we wrap up this week's show, I know that we all have some other records that we're loving and want to flag. Ayana, we'll start with you.
So a young man by the name of Julius Rodriguez on Verve Records put out an album called Let Sound Tell All. He's played with everybody from Brass Trax to Michelle Ndegyecello. Really interesting, fresh sound from him. I was really excited for this to come out.
You made my soul a burning fire. You're getting to be my one desire. You're getting to be all that matters to me.
I have actually a physical release. The actual digital release came out earlier. Flora Purim. It's a legendary jazz fusion artist from Brazil. Title, if you will, and according to press release, is conceived as a celebration of her music and collaboration. The album explores new compositions alongside fresh versions of Flora's favorite personal songs and the title tracks inspired by her collaboration with the late, great George Duke.
If you are feeling down, I got a perfect tune and a melody, the perfect pill, even if your singing is off key. If you ask me if I could be wrong, I'm putting all my faith in this little song. I'll be clear, if you are sincere, it will start dark anew. Let it be, just be free if you are.
Christina, I think you've got one from a new upstart with a lot of potential.
Yeah, it's a physical release too. This group you may have heard of called BTS, today they are releasing a 3-disc collection. We're talking greatest hits, we're talking unreleased songs, we're talking solo tracks from all 7 members, and that compilation is called Proof.
When I wake up in my room, now I'm on the water.
And I'll just add that the Austin band Shearwater is back with their first new record in 5 years today. It's called The Great Awakening. Jonathan Myberg, who writes the music and he sings lead vocals, he has the most amazing voice to me. It is so beautiful. And it fits perfectly with the band's music, which is has a lot of beauty and darkness. It's super moody, just breathtaking to me.
Then ride to the sea. Then run to the cascades. As all of the sound falls away.
Love this band. So happy to have them back with a new record, Shearwater. The album is The Great Awakening. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Ayana Contreras, Christina Lee, Tariq Moody. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Our show was edited and mixed by Ron Scalzo. It was produced with help from Bob Boylan. Our VP of visuals and music at NPR is Keith Jenkins. You'll find a list of everything we talked about and played, along with more notable releases out today, in the episode description for this podcast. You'll also find it on our website at npr.org/allsongs. And to hear full versions of everything we played, plus a whole bunch of singles that dropped this week, search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist in Apple Music or Spotify. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I hope you have a great weekend. Be well, and treat yourself to lots of music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.